and it is on the white material of your home base, that scores 4 points for you. If you accidentally pick up a blue ball, a rock, and put that in your home base, that's minus 1 point. And the same is true of the other team. Now, there are a couple of other rules. I think there is 30 seconds allowed after the start of the competition. After that time, if you touch your robot, then it costs you 10 points on each occasion. Okay? And also, if your robot breaks down into more than one piece, then you lose 10 points for falling apart. Okay, so if your robot didn't fall off it, that is team line. You are also disqualified if your robot is deemed to be deliberately attacking the opponent's robot, in the opinion of the judges. Now, for this preliminary competition, this is worth 3% of your assessment, so it's not worth a great deal, but 1% is you present a robot which is fully functional, it has all the parts necessary to do the task. 1 point if you deliver, your robot delivers to any home base, any ball. It doesn't matter if it makes a mistake, so long as it delivers a ball to any home base, it will get a point. The final 1% is if your robot wins, based on the point difference between the two robots. Okay, so that's the marking scheme this week. Next week it will purely be on winning and number of points you get.